Well, a very, ooh, I just saw a tree flying by my window. For goodness sakes, it's windy out, both hands on the steering wheel, and look out for flying debris. We don't want people having trouble the day before Thanksgiving, please.
I'm imagining your window looking like that scene of The Wizard of Oz when
exactly
Dorothy's in
like
the tornado.
And don't you know, you and I discussed this, I did watch Wicked for the first time last night at home.
How did you like it?
I thought it was quite good. I'm going to admit something. It takes a man to admit something like this. I think I fell asleep during part of it. But that's not unusual, and that's not judging the film. It's judging how tired I was when I finally started watching it.
I cannot watch a movie at home.
Too hard.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I stayed awake for an entire movie at home. I have to go to the theater. I'm not going to see it.
That's good. Well, and the whole reason I saw this was we are talking about going to see the new Wicked for Good, and it was discussed by Dave Rieger when we talked to him about it when he reviewed it last week. He said you really should see the first Wicked first and then see Wicked for Good. So that's why I... That's why I quickly did it, because you and I and the team are thinking of going to see it this week or weekend, I think, right?
Friday, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're looking forward to that. The team, the holiday team, Mike Parsons, our executive producer, Danielle Mason running the controls, Rich Lisinski keeping an eye on our WJR traffic and weather first with our relentless positive radio. On your way to making each and every day count, because you know each day is a gift. And boy, have we ever learned about QTR that Kim introduced a long time ago, quality time remaining. We have no idea how much of that we have. And I want to thank you for being an important part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. I heard Tony Michaels talking with Kevin about the New York Times story. I don't know if that's in the paper yet or if that was just online or if it's in the paper tomorrow, but I did get an advance copy sent to me because I'm in the story, which I was gratefully appreciative of. A guy named Mitch Smith. We are not related. He works and writes for the New York Times. He's based in Chicago. He did a great story on our America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. He did mention that I have a big head in the parade and that I work at WJR Radio, so I'm always happy when we get some attention like that nationwide. It means a lot to all of us. So thank you, Mitch Smith, for that. And I don't have Tony nearby or the folks from Giorgio Love and Heather. Who set it all up and got it in there and sent me a copy of it early this morning. Meanwhile, we will have a special program I want to be sure you know about. The tradition continues. We used to broadcast from the parade route during the parade. Then we took on the Lions, and we couldn't do that anymore, so we started doing a pre-parade broadcast, and we continue to do that. Tomorrow morning from 6 till 9, we will be providing comfort and companionship to those of you in the kitchen, those of you in the car on your way somewhere. 6 till 9 tomorrow morning, our pre-parade coverage. And then, of course, it will be the beginning of the 99th America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. And boy, as Tony knows and said, we get through this parade tomorrow, they're working on the 100th parade. All right. I need to ask the team their thoughts. I don't know if Rich Lusinski's near a microphone or not. I want to ask first Danielle, what is your favorite on Thanksgiving?
Oh, green bean casserole. You don't even have to go anywhere else. That's all I want.
There was no hesitation.
Nope.
This is a dish made with tender beans and a sprinkling of savory crispy onions.
Correct.
And a lot of people put in a can of cream of mushroom soup, which I think is very important.
That's true.
And it turns 70 this year.
Woo!
And I looked in my refrigerator, and I think I have some in there from the original batch.
That's
now,
good.
Rich Lusinski, are you near a microphone? Maybe. Oh, good. What is your favorite dish? And by the way, it seems to me almost everyone has a side dish. It can be turkey. It can be turkey, but most people come up with a side dish. Which is difficult, like when you're having a steak or a hamburger. You don't want it to be in the shape of a... No, that's true. You're absolutely right. All right, so then that leaves Mr. Parsons.
Well, you and Danielle can have my green bean casserole.
Oh, you don't like that. Yes. I love that.
But going along Rich's theme of food that maintains a shape, I love mashed potatoes.
Oh,
if I could
I
just
too.
Sit there with the whole pot of mashed potatoes,
oh yeah,
I'm fine
with the right gravy.
Yeah, I like it with gravy. I like it without gravy.
You
I like
put
to dip
butter on it.
Of course, some butter. Okay. Outside of the holidays, it's my favorite thing to dip, like chicken tenders in.
Ooh.
I'm a carboholic. I love those mashed potatoes.
Well, I do too. But do you know what the number one dish is on Thanksgiving, according to those people taking polls?
Side dish or main course?
Side dish, not turkey. We're leaving turkey off.
Okay.
But side dish.
I would think mashed potatoes would have to be up there.
No, well, they're up there.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for the number one side.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Yes. I love deviled eggs.
Sounds a bit niche.
It's not in the it's a bit niche. I like that. It's not even in the top five. I think it should be. But...
I'm not as shocked as Danielle.
I'm very shocked. There's fights over those deviled eggs in my house.
It honestly depends on how we grew up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we find how different the traditions might be from family to family. They're no less fabulous traditions. They're just different ones. But the number one side dish, drum roll, please.
Lost.
No,
there
that's
is.
Good.
There
that's fine.
Is.
Oh, there it is. I bet people aren't surprised to hear that stuffing.
Okay.
Or dressing or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It is in the top three of all 50 states, and it's number one in most states, including the great state of Michigan.
And that makes sense because it's not something you have all year round. It's special
And there's a question. Why don't we have stuffing and turkey year-round? I think it's very good. I'm partial to the dark meat because I think white meat is dry. But
me too.
But you never, and you don't go out to dinner. If you go out to dinner and people say, what are you having? Well, I'm going to have a steak. What are you having? Well, they look like I have a good chicken dish. What are you having? I'm going to have turkey and stuffing. Nobody ever says that.
I think it's because we save it because we're so...
So special.
Yeah, it's a special meal.
Also... My favorite thing about Thanksgiving turkey is not necessarily the turkey at Thanksgiving. It's the leftover sandwiches.
Oh, a cold turkey sandwich with mayo is one of my favorite foods ever. And my sister-in-law, Bernie Abbott Smith, always has turkey left over for me for the cold turkey sandwiches. Mm. And now, too, we're going to Jessica Smith Burns, the doctor there in Toledo, Dr. Jessica Burns, and she has the leftovers for me too. But let me round out the top five. We know stuffing's number one, followed by mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, which are very good for you, but I don't always have them, but that's good. Mac and cheese. I don't think we usually have mac and cheese. Do any of you have mac and cheese for Thanksgiving?
I don't eat it, but yes, we have it at the table.
You don't because of your
allergy.
And then the green bean casserole makes it in there as at number five. So we're all really kind of in there with everything. And though there are differences, it's going to be great. You're going to have a wonderful conversation, ask lots of questions of your loved ones. But might I suggest, I don't think it's just for talk show people. I suggest nobody talk politics tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Why go down that road? Let's just leave politics alone and go around the table and talk about what you're thankful for. Go around the table and talk about gratitude and what you're grateful for. And you'll find there's much more that we're thankful for and much more that we're grateful for than any of the other things that bother us all the other times when we have to think about those other things. So... A peace-driven Thanksgiving is what we're hoping for. Don't forget, we'll be on tomorrow morning, 6 till 9, for the pre-parade programming. Lots of people you know and love will be there with us on the show, and I hope you'll be with us, too. We'll keep you company while you're cooking or driving or whatever you might be doing. 12:15 at News Talk 760 WJR with Paul W. Smith, Relentless Positive Radio. You know, I went out, and it is chilly. It is really windy. And it's going to be windy and chilly tomorrow, too. So dress for that, whether you're going to the parade or somebody's home or just going out, and make sure the kids are well-dressed. But right now, the wind is a factor and could be dangerous. So please bear that in mind. And you want to make sure, too, as it gets colder, that everything works like it's supposed to. And there's no better time than now to prepare your home for the chill of winter. And there's no company I trust more to give you that peace of mind than my friends at Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. About 50 years they've been doing this, and I've been with them almost all 50. They recommend having your furnace or boiler cleaned and checked for proper operation before the cold weather settles in. Appointments are filling up fast. Don't wait until that first cold night to find out your furnace isn't working properly. Contact them today and get on the schedule for your annual furnace clean and check. If you do find that your existing furnace or boiler is not coming on and needs a service call, Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical can repair it for you so it's ready when you need it. And remember, none of their people work on commission, so they'll never try to sell you something you don't need or want. Dan Pelko, Crystal Klempert Pelko, the next generation at Family, wish you and yours a very happy, meaningful Thanksgiving. And by the way, Family is now the official heating, cooling, and electrical partner of the Detroit Red Wings. Go Wings! There's no better time to schedule your appointment than right now. Visit familyheating.com, all the phone numbers and locations listed there, at familyheating.com. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith at 12:17 on WJR. Well, windy and cold would sum up the weather the way it is right now. No surprises there. We are very happy to welcome Congressman, Republican Congressman from the 10th District. Now, he's gubernatorial candidate and doing quite well. John James is with us. Congressman James, always a pleasure, sir. Happy holiday weekend to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Paul. And you know what? It may be blustery. It may be cold outside, but you know what's hot? Our Pistons are hot. 13 in a row. You know what's hot? Our Red Wings are hot. You know what's hot? Our Lions are hot, and we're going to get revenge on the Green Bay Packers tomorrow. So I'm so excited that, you know what? In days like this, just like you've said before, we have so much more to be thankful for. And I'm excited to celebrate with my family, just like I'm sure you are with yours.
Well, all the way around, from your lips to God's ears, John, teams are hot. We need them to win. We want them to win. We're pulling for them. And that goes right into the weekend when we're hoping my alma mater, University of Michigan, somehow beats Ohio State for the fifth year in a row. It seems impossible. Kind of in the old days, it would go back and forth like that. But what are you doing for Thanksgiving with your family? You have a young family, John.
Yes, I'm going to be frying a turkey this year.
So, oh, be
we're
careful.
We're going to get started a little bit early. You got to get, yes, you know, for a PSA for those out there, please make sure your turkey is fully thawed before you put it in the fryer. And please don't do it inside. Do it outside. But if you do it right, man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than a good fried turkey. And just getting along, fellowshipping with the family, giving thanks to the Lord for the blessings that he's given us, and really committing to making sure that we lead with gratitude, because envy cannot survive in an environment of gratitude. And I think that's what we need more of. We've been tremendously blessed. And so people like us should be blessings to others. So I'm excited to fry a turkey and enjoy some football. And my six-year-old, I think my six-year-old is only alive for 1 year since Michigan has lost to Ohio State.
Oh,
so
my.
He's not accustomed to seeing losing. So they have to keep it up.
Let's keep it that way. Hey, Congressman John James, what's your favorite side? Then we'll get to the stories, the busy heavy lifting. But what's your favorite side for Thanksgiving?
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. The best is when you get a little bit of toast, right? And then you get some cranberry relish with some stuffing, and then you put the hot sauce and turkey on top of it.
Oh my goodness!
And then the leftovers are the best, Paul. That's peak Thanksgiving right there.
Yeah, well, you're right about it. We talked earlier that there's nothing like the leftovers from Thanksgiving and a cold turkey sandwich, but you really go way out of your way. All right, we got big news, and that is the president is saying that his brokered peace deal seems to be, at the moment, agreed upon by the Ukraine government. And we already heard, because it's pretty much what Putin wants, that Putin was all in. Can you tell us the very latest, Congressman?
Well, it sounds like our president is continuing to maintain his commitment to peace. He recognizes that we all have a duty to bring peace on earth, and he's doing his best after bringing peace in the Middle East, settling the Hamas aggression in Israel, and now is working on bringing peace to Eastern Europe. Frankly, I think that we should all be over the moon that we have a president who's so committed to trying, bringing parties together that have been killing each other for years unnecessarily. There's going to be more to follow on that potential peace deal, but we've got it from the administration directly. They are not interested in a temporary peace. They're interested in a lasting peace. They're interested in making sure that American tax dollars, and most importantly, American sons and daughters, aren't spent needlessly in increasingly needless, boundless foreign wars. Our president is trying peace first, and frankly, I'm disappointed with the people who are taking pot shots as a commander-in-chief who wants to make sure that our service members stay out of harm's way. I applaud any and all efforts to bring peace to the region, and I'm looking forward to supporting in any way that I can. As a combat veteran, nobody hates war more than us, and so we each have a duty to make sure that we keep America as far away from war as possible.
As a truly a war hero, I want to ask you, Congressman John James, now gubernatorial candidate John James, your reaction to seeing a bunch of Democrats going on television and looking at the camera, telling our fighting men and women in the armed forces that they don't have to break the law, they don't have to break the Constitution, as if they're being asked to do that. I found it so distasteful. How did you react?
Well, first of all, I'm no hero, Paul, but I did
think
serve
anybody
with those
who serves, listen, anybody who serves our country, anybody who is deployed and represents the United States and comes back, and those that don't are heroes. So I'm not going to fight with you on that, but go ahead.
You know what? You're very kind, my friend. I consider my 8 years of service in the United States military as a down payment on the freedom that I've enjoyed as being an American. I'm looking forward to continuing to use my blessings to be a blessing to others and continuing my service to not just the country, but to the state of Michigan. But to answer your question, every troop, I want to be clear to all of your listeners who are very, very smart. Every troop learns week one, we must disobey manifestly illegal and unlawful orders, period. We clear? Everyone. But what these individuals did, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, personally, they casting this aspersion by not making a single example, no specifics. And as a West Point graduate who's been to battle and actually knows what it takes to bring men and women back out alive, I understand that what they did cast confusion and doubt, and whether they realize it or care is exactly how you shred the chain of command and kill combat effectiveness. It is okay to make sure that you hold folks accountable and use free speech, but they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing,
yes,
and
they
what
did.
They did was tantamount to a threat. And frankly, I think investigation, not incarceration, certainly not execution, but investigation is what we're all about in our constitutional republic. I think it's appropriate, and I think that we should learn more exactly about the motivations who funded it and making sure that we're maintaining good order and discipline in our ranks.
Well, I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%, and thank you for that, Congressman John James. Where do they find more information about your gubernatorial race, which seems to be going very, very well in all of the polls? Where do they find more information?
Yes. Yeah, we're leading the polls by 50 points in the primary, and we're ahead in the polls in a three-way just released by the Free Press last week. If you'd like to learn more about what we're going to be doing to bring academic excellence, economic mobility, public safety, healthy families, and government accountability, go to johnjamesmi.com. Again, johnjamesmi.com. I'm excited to serve, and happy Thanksgiving.
johnjamesmi.com. JohnJamesMI.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend, as well. And we wish you good luck in all of your endeavors. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. God bless.
God bless you as we continue in Focus at WJR at 1229. Oh, God bless Dan Rylett of CGC. He just came up and he said, well, it hasn't been quite 20 years. I thought he was pretty young to be listening to WJR and our morning show and now our midday show for that long, but God bless him for listening, period. He started quoting things that I've said and do. Meanwhile, I just talked about the Michigan State Police and the great job they do, and I congratulated the graduating class the other day, and I also mentioned that they were having, I think yesterday, I'm going to find out in a second, another press conference talking about the holidays. We get it all from a guy who has helped us for 20 years or more, I think, Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police. And the fact of the matter is it's Wednesday, and this will be, I know it's a busy pizza night, and it is said to be the busiest bar night of the year, known as, unfortunately, Blackout Wednesday. And then that makes Thanksgiving one of the most dangerous driving holidays. I hated to pass that along, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, but I had to get everyone's attention.
I think that's correct. We kind of look at this whole holiday time frame between starting tonight, unfortunately, all the way through Sunday. And we want people to go out and have a great time. It's the holidays. We all work hard. We all have a good time. We want to spend time with family. We just want to make sure everybody does it safely. So hopefully it becomes maybe a couple of drinks Wednesday instead of a blackout Wednesday.
Well, the truth of the matter is, it may sound harsh, but the reality is we're working together, and the Michigan State Police are doing the heavy lifting, but we're working together to make sure there aren't empty seats at the table tomorrow.
And that's the most important thing is, to have a plan in place before you go out. If you decide that you're going to go out to the bar or, a holiday party or something like that, just have a plan in place. I think we all know that not one good decision is made in a bar at 1:45 a.m., so you want to make sure that you have that plan in place beforehand. And it's so easy now to get back and forth from a designated driver. I think I just heard a MetroCars commercial, so a rideshare program, a piggyback ride from your friend, public transportation. There's absolutely no reason ever to drive impaired. And I'm pretty confident that none of the local sheriffs around here are serving mom's macaroni and cheese on Thursday. So you can very much guarantee that if our troopers that will be out there in full force find you and you're driving impaired, you're going to go to jail and you're going to spend the holiday weekend there. And that's just not a good time.
Well, by the way, God bless the men and women of the Michigan State Police and all law enforcement who give up their holiday with their families to be out there trying to keep everyone safe. Let's not forget that. And by the way, I think Bo Schembechler said, the old coach at Michigan, Bo Schembechler said something to the effect of, nothing good ever happens after 11. He might have said 12, but I think he said nothing good ever happens after 11 for the football players and anyone else out and about. And you're right, nothing good comes from a bar at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nope, not if you don't have a plan in place. And that's, a lot of people get there and then they won't have a plan to get back home. They won't have a designated driver or maybe a ride share on their phone or anything like that. So then they start to think, well, I got to get home. Maybe I can take a chance and risk it. And that's what we don't want people to do is get behind the wheel impaired. And, we got to talk about marijuana, too, here in Michigan now that it's legal. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that believe that marijuana doesn't affect their driving right now. And it surely does. And what we often see is people double dip, is they'll have a joint or two at home and then go out to the bar, have some alcohol, and mix them together. So, again, we're not trying to ruin anybody's good time or anybody's fun. We just want you to be smart about it. Because even when we talk about, you know, going to jail or paying an attorney, or, you know, you're looking at $20,000 in legal fees, trying to get your license back, maybe losing your job. The worst thing that could happen is you kill somebody and you take somebody's life. And while you'll recover from a drunk driving arrest, you'll never recover if you kill somebody out there.
Distracted driving and speeding, very big during Thanksgiving. In fact, Thanksgiving outpaces Christmas and New Year's when it comes to dangerous driving. Has the most significant increase in time drivers spend interacting with their phones and speeding compared to similar days. So, folks, you have been forewarned. You have been reminded. Please let this sink in. Get a designated driver and do not be distracted while you're driving, especially during these heavy times of travel. And you're going to stay alive, like AAA used to say, bring them back alive. And enjoy the holiday. Be there for your family.
And I think, too, I want to throw out there real quick, a little bit of snow tonight. And we know what that little bit of snow does to our drivers here in Metro Detroit.
Yes, so it's as if they've never seen it before.
Yeah, that's a little bonus part of it, too. So not only do we want you to drive safe and not impaired, we also want you to slow it down, increase that driving distance, and buckle up. Every unbuckled driver is a life that's at risk. So please make sure you wear your seatbelt so you can enjoy Thursday and then, you know, Michigan's victory over Ohio State on Saturday.
Nice. Well put.
We're hoping that everybody enjoys this holiday time. Go out there and have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Just be safe.
Quick note, and we thank you for and the men and women you represent, but what's your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving, Mike?
You know, I'm a cranberry sauce in the can kind of guy.
I love that.
Just for me, everybody else likes the other kind, but if it doesn't have the lines on it, I'm not interested.
I understand completely. There are many of us who can relate to that. The can of cranberries, cranberry sauce, or it's kind of like a, almost like a Jell-O jelly, and the lines from the can are very visible, and it's very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, at News Talk 760 WJR with Paul W. Smith at 1245. Planes, trains, and automobiles, Americans heading out for this Thanksgiving holiday in record numbers this year. Tomorrow morning, we'll be on the air helping you in the car or in the kitchen, wherever you might be. This year, the weather is going to play a big role in how your trip goes, and we're going to check on that with WJR's Marie Osborne with a kind of an overview. But I've got to ask our most noted chef, which is Marie on our team, what her favorite Thanksgiving dish is.
The stuffing or the dressing, whatever you prefer.
And
100% hands down.
I don't know. Some of us call it stuffing. Some of us call it dressing. But I can tell you this. Across the country, not just in the state of Michigan, across the country, stuffing is the winner by far. Someone's calling me now to give us another amount of information for what they want, but it's stuffing that people are very much into talking about their favorite Thanksgiving food. And the top five, number one is stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, which is a kind of a Gen Z thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the green bean casserole with the soup, you know, I thought that would be higher up, but it's number five in the top five.
So when you talk about stuffing or dressing, whatever you want to call it, I mean, 364 days of the year, when can you possibly just eat bread and delicious spices and maybe pecans and other good
sausage
stuff?
I mean,
sausage or oysters. Lots of people put different things. I mean, just you can just sit down and have that. Never, except on Thanksgiving.
Think about it. We don't sit down and have turkey very often. I mean, yeah, that's true too. When it's not Thanksgiving, you've gone out to dinner with somebody, and that person orders fish, and that person orders chicken, and that person orders a steak, and then that person orders turkey. I mean, yeah, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's not on the menu. Not on the menu. Well, listen, let's talk about the weather and travel here. Let's start with the weather, because we've been watching this weather around us deteriorate in the last few hours. It is windy. It's cold. It's going to be a real wintry few days here. The National Weather Service is warning parts of the western upper peninsula, that they could see 2 feet of snow by Friday. Ironwood facing, get this, 37 inches up to even 48 inches. Oh. Keweenaw Peninsula and areas north of Mount Arvin could see up to 40 inches. Now, as we get into the northern lower Michigan communities like Gaylord, Traverse City, and Cadillac, they could get up to 19 inches. This is all terrific news, by the way, for the skiers, because they like to start thinking about ski trips at Thanksgiving time. So this is just awesome for them.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my friend Mark Sneffkamp. He probably can't wait to get the snowmobile out.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of snow you can really go in snowmobiles.
Yeah. And out west, you know, the Thanksgiving is really the start of their ski season. So now Michigan's going to compete with that thanks to the snow that we're getting. So again, winter storm warnings and advisories in effect through the region. Heavy lake effect snow. It continues through November 28th. Now, the numbers, almost 82 million Americans are going to travel at least 50 miles from home this Thanksgiving. That's up almost 2 million from last year. Almost 90% or 73 million people will hit the road today. You'll not be alone today if you're heading out. It's going to be the busiest day for car rentals in cities like Orlando, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. Gas prices, they're at about $3.06 a gallon. AAA, though, advising people, remember also, it's not just about the gas. Check the batteries, check the tires, all that stuff before you head out. And also,
You know what I just put in the trunk of my car is the snow brush and scraper. So don't forget that, because it's very cold on your hands having to clear your windshields and all of that stuff. So don't forget that.
Make sure you have
windshield washer fluid, too, because you're going to need it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to drive around in an igloo. Also, the FAA, you know, just it's going to be very, very busy. We don't need to tell you that. We're looking at about 360,000 flights in the next few days. So this is going to be a very, very busy travel time.
Wow. Well, God bless AAA. God bless the the rental people. God bless the airline people. God bless the officers and first responders and firefighters, all the people that will continue to work while we're having a holiday. And God bless you, Marie, for being on top of all of this stuff, because we have, the way it's being reported, a massive snowstorm that's about to hit northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, and we have a lot of listeners who head that way, so they need to know it.
Yeah, and again, you know, they're very proud of the cold weather up north. They love it, and they love the snow. And so, boy, are they ever going to get a good dose of it in the next few days.
What do you like cooking, since you do most of the heavy lifting? John probably helps out, because he's that kind of a guy. But
he's my sous chef, but go ahead.
Oh, that's nice. But what do you like cooking the most? And what do you, when the family gathers around, what brings a big smile to your face based on their reaction? Is there one thing or just the whole overall thing?
Oh, the whole thing is, you know, just, I mean, it really is magical. But I have to say, my heart is always in baking, and I love, you know, bread. In fact, I just pulled out a bread recipe. I'm going to try something new for tomorrow. So, you know, I really enjoy that part of it. But all of it, you know, I just love all of it.
Well, and I'm sure the family loves all of the work that you do, and you do such good work just from the baking that you do and the things you bring into the radio station. God bless you. I am thankful for you, Marie Osborne, and all the years we've worked together, and I am grateful for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul, and blessings to you and Kim and the whole family. And it's really a wonderful start of the great holiday season.
We continue on WJR. Well, here we are in hour two of what will be a shortened holiday weekend, or week rather, for all of us, and we're looking forward to that. We will have a special program on tomorrow from 6 till 9, the pre-parade program, which has become a tradition around here, and we're happy to do it. And my executive producer, Mike Parsons, working overtime to get that done, and then being able to be with the family for Thanksgiving itself would be all very, very good. I've worked very hard to make some good food to take to my niece's house, Jessica, Dr. Jessica, the surgeon in Toledo, Dr. Jessica Smith Burns, and then the whole family will be there, and Scott and she host a wonderful dinner. And I sweat over baking these wonderful pies. I'm not going to lie to you. I got them from Grand Traverse Pie Company, okay? I mean, why would you not do that if you can? Because they're so good. They're so good.
Maybe you'll break a sweat carrying them in.
I will break a sweat carrying them in. And I thank Mike and Denise Busley for starting that Grand Traverse Pie Company so many years ago. And I think you can still go to the store and get pies. You're not going to get them delivered now, obviously, the day before Thanksgiving, but you can get them. And they're such good people. They've got that whole My Kids Matter program. They're a part of the michigan.gov/MyKidsMatter, MyKidsMichigan. So there's a lot going on, and we've got lots to be thankful for, lots to be grateful for. I'm grateful to Mike Parsons and Danielle Mason and Rich Luzinski and Ann Thomas and Kim Smith, who helps me all the time. And, of course, we just heard from Marie Osborne and all the other people you hear from time to time. Let me go through some things here very quickly before we have to move on. It is windy and cold out there. Both hands on the wheel. If you're going up north, you're going to get snow, and not just a little in some of the places. Happy to announce, if you haven't heard this, that our Lomas Brown, who I did introduce at the Hobnobble Gobble when I was emceeing that with Tony Michaels, the Lomas Brown has been named a Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalist.
Finally, all right.
How about that? The Pride of the Lions member, Lomas Brown Jr., we love him, and you love him too. And you hear him every night starting at 6 o'clock when they give you Sports Wrap. And what a great show that is, without any question at all. But congratulations, Lomas, for that. Let me go through the I'm not in any particular order. I don't know the Sham Wow guy is running for Congress in Texas. What is that? You sent that to me. I don't understand what it means.
You know, if you saw a picture of him, you know him. He is the guy from the infomercials of the Sham Wow from, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. He's this fast-talking guy who, after Billy Mays passed, he kind of picked up the mantle of doing infomercials. And I guess he's running for Congress now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really? Well, you never know. You get attention one way or another, and these things can sometimes lead to the ability to do great things. It's I don't know what to say. It's like Anthony Bellino, the legend in training, when he is spending time with Lomas, the legend. I'd say that Anthony is going to be a legend, too. I don't know about the Sham Wow guy running for Congress in Texas. Good for him. We have, what else? Massive snowstorm about to hit northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
We know that.
And it's supposed to be, like Marie said, one of the busiest Thanksgivings in memory.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that snow is going to be all over the upper Midwest, so it could be quite a mess.
It is, indeed, and that'll slow flying down. So if you're going to be traveling on a holiday, under the best of circumstances, you have to take your patience along. And that idea of dressing better on an airplane and maybe making I call me old-fashioned. First of all, I always like to have a paper ticket. I know that makes me prehistoric because people do it on their phone, but I have it backed up on my phone, but I like a paper ticket. And I always wear a sport coat when I fly. But that's as much because I need the extra pockets
right,
as anything else.
I mean, here's the we like to fly out early just because, number one, it's less crowded, and number two, we like to get to where we're going so we get extra time there. So I'm probably not going to be dressing up for one of those flights.
I see. All right. Well, we hear your excuse now, but... You know, they may reward people who dress up. I don't know what they're going to do. Forewarn weather alert issued for today in Metro Detroit, and that it is windy and cold and blustery and dangerous. And there's the other headline: this year's Thanksgiving travel period, the busiest in 15 years. We're going to talk about Alyssa Slotkin with Daniel Roberts coming up, former special agent, FBI. She says she and other lawmakers are targets of possible FBI probe. I hope they're targets of somebody's probe, because what they did was wrong. It doesn't matter how stupid the president's reaction was. Separately, what they did was wrong. Some people will celebrate this. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's relative was detained by ICE.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are cheering for that.
The mother of her nephew. So I don't know what kind of in-law, if they're not married. But, yeah, that's who it is.
White House denies report of President Trump considering removing FBI director. Kash Patel is a weird duck, no matter how you look at it. I've felt that from the beginning. He's just an odd fellow. It should have been Mike Rogers, now twice, that should have been put in charge, three times, in charge of the FBI. But be that as it may, I have to say, I'm reading that Kash Patel is using SWAT teams and private jets, government jets,
yeah,
to move his girlfriend around.
Yeah, I guess she's trying to launch a country music career or something. And so obviously people have an issue with that, because that's not what SWAT teams and private jets are for.
Why wouldn't they have an issue with
right.
that? And how could he not be smarter than that?
Right.
He's like forcing the president to replace him.
Right, yeah. It's almost daring him to.
Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen there. I would love for there not to be so much turmoil and commotion. Politics. President Trump orders up talks with Russia, Ukraine on updated peace plan. We'll see. What's this? Okay. Planning Thanksgiving travel. Here's when traffic will be the worst.
Well, yeah.
What are you going to do? You can't really change. I mean, you're leaving when you think you should leave and can leave.
Yeah. I mean, they say before 11 a.m., which we missed that window, and after 8 p.m., but...
yes.
But I've never run into a whole heck of a lot of traffic on Thanksgiving traveling. Sometimes we would travel from, this area out to Jackson, which it's not a huge drive, but it's about an hour. I don't ever remember running into traffic on Thanksgiving a whole lot.
Used to not be any, and that goes for the airplanes too. But now people are finding they can fly on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day and usually get a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But I'm driving to Monroe, the southernmost part of Monroe,
yeah,
tomorrow, and I'm not expecting a real problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going very early in the morning or very late in the day. And I think this time, for the first time, I think I'll just spend the night. I think that just makes more sense.
Yeah, you get more time.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to worry about stuff.
Right.
And then all I have to worry about is getting back in time to join the team, to go see Wicked for the Best? Or
Wicked for Good. You were close.
Okay. Hey, you're lucky I actually watched Wicked last night.
I'm proud of you.
I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I thought it was a very well done film.
I'm not a musicals guy, but I really had a lot of fun watching the first one.
Yeah. And the hype for the second one is so big, usually they can't live up to the hype, but I think they are.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, the hype got me there last year, which is something, because Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, their weird interviews made me not want to see it at first.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But again,
well, they're both unusual and very talented
right,
in their own ways.
Right. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Very quickly, let me mention this. Help 760 WJR thank our heroes this Christmas. It's WJR's Christmas on Us, our way to honor the dedication and sacrifice of Michigan's active military families and veterans. They make sacrifices all year long. Help us ensure they have a truly joyful Christmas for their families. If you know a deserving family who serves our country, please nominate them now at WJR.com, and we have passed the baton, after doing that broadcast for years, to the one and only Ryan Ermani. He's going to have fun, and you're going to have fun, with WJR's Christmas on Us. Keep listening, And we'll tell you more about it as we get a little closer to that. We're underway. We're in focus the day before Thanksgiving. Busy travel day. We know that. And we'll be on the air tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, for a special pre-Thanksgiving parade broadcast. America's Thanksgiving Parade, as presented by Gardner White. One of the best, in fact, the best Thanksgiving parade in America. As we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Yep, it's always pie season, but this is especially pie season with Thanksgiving. And we're very lucky to have such good opportunities. And the people who do the baking in the family, or if you're lucky enough to be near a Grand Traverse Pie Company, you can go by there and get fabulous pies, as we did. But meanwhile, there are other things going on, and we're staying on top of them. Sadly, a story that I guess is going to be around for a while. Senator Alyssa Slotkin says she and five other lawmakers who made that quote-unquote illegal orders video are now subject to an FBI probe. I don't know what's the best way to deal with them, but I say what they did was wrong and stupid and downright bad, no matter how they goaded the president to react exactly the way they hoped he would react. His reaction was not good when he talked about death penalty, even though he didn't say put him to death. But they knew that that was coming, and they made that happen. They wanted to. But what they did hasn't been picked up by the news media. The news media, they've got all these stories of all these five Democrats who are idiots. And have you seen one story of a soldier who said, an 18-year-old kid who said he or she was confused? I don't know what to do now, or I'm confused. Have I been breaking the law? Have I been breaking the Constitution? No, they haven't been. That's the point here. But the news media is not picking up on that, are they? Daniel Roberts. I turned it from a man to a woman. Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, is here to talk about what's going on here, and if this is a legitimate FBI probe. Is this what the FBI should be probing, or somebody else it should be? Daniel, I don't really know, but nice to have you back on WJR.
Yeah, good to be with you, Paul.
What do you think?
Well, I can tell you, my 25 years with the FBI and moving across the country and up the supervisory scale there, I've never seen a case like this before. It's certainly different. I'm not even sure how they opened it in terms of what the predication was, what was the crime involved. The FBI has very strict rules. They have a Bible or a playbook that they work off of. It's called the Domestic Investigations Operation Guide, or DIOG. Every FBI agent is trained on that, and basically it tells you how they can open up a case and what the predication is that they need to open up a case such as this. I don't know. I hope if they did open up a case, I hope they have more than what I've seen in the media other than just this dumb video that's out there.
Well, I'm glad you at least said that, because it was a dumb video. It was an uncalled for video. It was a video that accomplished exactly what they wanted, an overreaction from the president. Shocking! An overreaction. But the point is, I think there should be lots of scrutiny and they should be shamed and embarrassed, but I don't know if that means the FBI needs to get involved.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, there's controversial statements in that video for sure, but does it rise to a criminal intent? And I'm sure that's, the stories are out there that the FBI wants to interview former, some current senators and others.
Mark Kelly, who they say still making money off the military with his retirement money. And they want to bring him back and court-martial him.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on the military side of the justice system, but it's going to be very difficult to prove any intent in terms of a sedition crime here. And even if they came into an interview and admitted that that was their goal, was to overthrow the government, which they're not going to do because they're smart people, is still a very difficult case to make.
Yeah, I don't know what needs to be done. This is one of those situations, maybe for you too. We're with Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI. This is more like a situation where you can eliminate certain things. And one of the things that would seemingly be eliminated pretty quickly is any kind of FBI probe or DOJ probe. But I think you leave it open to the American people. The American people are smart enough to know, well, most of them are smart enough to know what these people did and why they did it. And that should be the embarrassment and the lambasting enough of these people. And you ask yourself, what are you thinking? Why are you doing something like that? And why would you drag these young kids into this to make them now second guess things they can't second guess? Other than the fact, as we learned earlier with John James, when they're sworn in, when they're there, they're already told that they cannot follow illegal orders. They cannot do any of the things these morons were suggesting that they didn't have to do. They already know they don't have to do that and that they're not supposed to. But by saying it that way, they're leading them to think that maybe they're doing something wrong. And they want the American people to think that they're doing something wrong. But not one of these brainiacs can come up with where they're saying they're asking these soldiers to do things that are illegal orders or against the Constitution.
Right. I mean, there were no examples provided at all in the videos that I saw of where they thought that there was illegal orders being made by anybody. So that's kind of interesting. But going back to what the FBI can and can't do, I mean, they can't open up a case, at least they didn't when I worked there, and I don't think things have changed. They can't open up a criminal investigation based solely on a free speech statement. There has to be more to it than that. And so, you know, and I know some of the free speech stuff, it gets to be in a very gray area. But in terms of the overall FBI guidelines that they require, it can't open up a criminal case based solely on a free speech statement.
All right. Excellent. We understand. That's clear, and we appreciate that. Now I'm going to ask you something that might be uncomfortable. Knowing what you know, Daniel, with your former position, special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, and what you hear, because I'm sure you're still connected, do you think Kash Patel is going to be on the way out?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't know the man. I know pretty much every other director before him, from Mr. Sessions all the way up through Director Ray. I knew them all personally, but I don't know Director Patel at all. And he has remained largely quiet on this particular issue, and he seems to be very forward-leaning when it comes to social media and making statements in social media. On this particular issue, I haven't seen anything where he's
Daniel, I think it's because he's up to his neck in hot water with the things we're hearing, if they're true, about SWAT teams protecting his girlfriend and military planes getting her from one place to another for her country music career. I mean, if those things are true, he's on very thin ice, I would guess.
So, you know, this plane, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but this whole using the FBI's planes to transport him around the country is not a new issue. And it's something certainly that I worked on when I was on the executive floor at FBI headquarters, and Director Mueller was the director of the FBI at the time, Robert Mueller. We had to justify his use of that plane every time. And because there are so many threats that follow the FBI director position around, it was not hard to justify the use of a private plane to move the director from one place to another, even if it is for personal travel. Because of the active threats at that time, you know, it was a largely terrorism-type threats that would follow the FBI director position. But it could be any host of things that, unfortunately, you know, and so, yes, they would have to reimburse the cost of the plane flights if it was purely personal travel. There is a mechanism for that. In my view, that's kind of overblown in terms of Director Patel, just because they don't talk about, And I'm sure he has them. I don't have access to that anymore. But I'm sure, like every other FBI director, he has his fair share of active threats against him from criminal organizations or terrorism organizations.
Yeah, no doubt. Great answer. Thank you for your help. What's your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I got to go with a corn souffle that my wife makes. It's really excellent. So
Very special. Corn souffle. Very nice. Excellent. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for all your service to our country. We really appreciate you, sir.
That's good talking with you.
Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI. We continue Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR at 1:30. Yeah, what a nice pleasure it was today earlier to meet Dan Rylett, a service technician with Connecticut Water Systems, CGC, doing some work. And turns out he's been listening to WJR, our morning show, our midday show, for a number of years, and his dad, Scott, doing the same. So it's always nice to run into friends and part of our WJR family. In fact, he had me earlier sign a Detroit Lions cap. I said, you don't want me to ruin a Detroit Lions cap, but he had me do it. May it bring the Lions good luck tomorrow. Here's hoping. But thank you to Dan Rylett for doing such a great job. And Dad, Scott, you must be very proud of your son. He's a really nice guy. Clearly, he was raised properly. So I just wanted to say that. Susan Tompor is here. I love reading Susan Tompor, the personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press, but I didn't love seeing what I knew I would see, and that is holiday scams. Ho, ho, holy cannoli. They're here, aren't they, Susan?
They sure are. But you know what? I want to start off our conversation with a humorous scam that I actually ran across.
Okay.
It was something I spotted on Instagram, and as it goes, the person ordered holiday gifts for her husband, and she warned people that the package that showed up was a bunch of clothes for her. And this has happened two or three times already, according to this little joke. So you can run your own scam and pretend you ordered gifts for somebody else when they're ordering them for yourself and say the wrong thing showed up.
Wait a minute. I don't think you should be telling that story. I had not yet heard that one.
I love it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, it is kind of funny, but I'm going to ask you very quickly, and then we'll go back to the delivery. Do you have a favorite side dish for tomorrow?
You know, no. A friend of mine in Kentucky, her mom used to make sweet potato casserole that was fantastic. You know, it had nuts on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I did used to make it for a while, but my son is allergic to nuts.
Oh,
and
boy.
There's, you know, so this is one that has been set to the sidelines, but good memories. I guess that's the favorite one because
yeah.
I spent a lot of time with this family in Kentucky when I worked at the Courier Journal there. And so lots of good memories with that.
Yeah.
But
and they're good for you.
Yeah, and my mother always served kielbasa, so we are going to have a little bit of kielbasa for Thanksgiving in honor of her. So there you go. Those are my two favorite side dishes, you know, meat as a side dish.
That's interesting. Yeah, why not? Susan Tompor with his personal finance columnist, the Detroit Free Press. And it was just, I've seen on Instagram, there's a run now of people getting porch pirates coming on their porch and stealing packages. But now people have booby-trapped the packages, and they're blowing up in the face of the people who are stealing the package, blowing up and putting dye all over them or something else. That is, I think, a way to get sued, believe it or not. Not that you should be allowed to sue when you're stealing from somebody, but heck, you shoot somebody in your house, they can sue you. I mean, it's ridiculous. If they break in and you shoot them, they can sue you, which is wrong, but that's the way we are living today. And so I suggest to people not to put booby trap packages. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I had not heard anything about that one. I've not seen that one yet.
Go look for it. It's.
I will.
It is crazy, but somewhat satisfying to see people who are trying to steal from people to get their comeuppance.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Better Business Bureau has a new one this year. At least it's new to me, and I think it's new to some other folks. This is involving packages on the porch where you will get a package you didn't order. and this is a real one. It's not a joke like I found on Instagram. This is a real alert.
Right.
But a package will show up, and it might not have a return address. You didn't order it. There's a QR code. There's instructions in the box on how to send it back or how to click on the QR code to find out who sent it. That's a scam. The Better Business Bureau warns that you could be downloading malware. You could have other issues. This is actually a new way that the scammers have tried to reach out to us, if you will, by sending us fake packages. So if you're having to click on a QR code to get information as to who sent it or sent the box.
Don't do it.
So
is there a Better Business Bureau scam tracker that we can go online for?
Yes, there is. And I often use that in my reporting. I'll look at different things that are trending to see what's going on. And it's BBB Scam Tracker. I think it's TRACKER.
Yes.
I have to look that one up. Yes.
I see Scam Tracker in your column, TRACKER.
Yeah. Yes, so try that, and that is a good one to look at. You know, there's I attended a seminar a couple of weeks ago that Chase had for some of the people in the community, and one of the things they said that I thought was really important was that you really just don't want to panic. You know, so many times we're busy this time of the year, and you might get a phone call that says you didn't pay your DTE bill, and you just suddenly panic. Hang up, you know, call the number that's on your bill. And don't panic. Don't let anybody get you into one of those situations where you're feeling like you have to rush, because that's what the scammers are doing. They'll do that in different ways, but I guess they are doing that with telling you that your utility bill hasn't been paid or some other bills haven't been paid.
Yeah.
One of the tips they gave was to put all your receipts in an accordion file. And this way, if something happens, you can look for the statement. You can look if you sent the bill, you know, sent the check for the bill and get it taken care of.
You know, what's really bothersome is how good they've become in using AI. And our laws have not caught up yet with these people. They use AI and they make an ad look so real from a real company. You want to order the thing and you put your credit card, that you're handing it to the bad guys. I can't tell you. Well, I can tell you. The punishment for that kind of behavior should be extremely severe, or it'll never stop. I mean severe, because they're generally stealing from the people who can afford it the least.
Well, yeah, they got a big thing going. And it's all so intricate between social media, you know, some of the banking apps. It really is an effort. I mean, we do alert consumers, and that's very important that consumers be on the lookout. But there's so many different traps and different ways that they use. There really needs to be more of a concerted effort, including law enforcement. But also the industries have to get involved on cracking some of this stuff down, too.
Susan, I am grateful for all the good work you do all year round to help us. I am grateful and thankful on this Thanksgiving Eve. And I hope that you and your husband, Richard Burr, from the other newspaper, the Detroit News, and your son, Matthew, I hope you have a great, great holiday.
You too, and thank you. And thank you for your friendship over the years, Paul. It's just been fantastic.
Well, I feel the same way. Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press, as we continue on WJR In Focus. All righty, that's going to do it for today and for this time period for the week. We have special programming tomorrow noon to 2, but we will be on the air tomorrow morning from 6 till 9. I hope you'll wake up with us on our special Thanksgiving morning pre-parade show. We will lead right into America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. The New York Times is writing about the parade, and I was lucky enough to be included in the story about the big heads. I'm honored to be one of the big heads, not just in real life, but in the papier-mâché world of
Have you ever
heads.
Put on your big head?
I have not.
You should.
I am as claustrophobic can be, and I think it takes a special person to be able to put that head on and march in the parade, but I'm honored that they do that, and I'm honored to be included in, I don't know if that New York Times story is just online or if it's going to be in the paper.
I'll have to look for it.
Tomorrow, I don't know. I can't tell you, to tell you the truth, but I did see the story, and they were a very nice guy. Mitch Smith was the writer, who lives in Chicago, drove all the way from Chicago to the parade company to do the story, and it's a very good story for Detroit and for our America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. And I tried to give him as much information as I could about the big heads and their history.
And you know, I'm sorry, Paul.
No, go ahead.
You know, it's back this year in the parade, too.
What is?
The briefcase drill team guys.
Oh, well, yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
We have that in our show tomorrow. We've got it scheduled. And I did not realize, I don't have any of my notes in front of me, but that the gentleman who started it back up after it's been gone for years.
Yeah, what was his name? Ray something.
Was one of the founders.
Yeah. We'll be talking to Dave Provost. He was also one of the founders who's brought it back.
Yeah, let me just see. Back up. Yeah, just bending over. Ooh. It was Dave Provost, who I did not realize was one of the founders a long time ago. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, all these things.
It was they were the Fred Hill drill team. That's what their name.
Hill, yes, was what they were then. Fred, I think.
And he owned that clothing store.
He owned a men's clothing store, so he never had women in it. But now this is today, and the new Detroit Athletic Club briefcase drill team has business women in it.
Yeah.
You can hear how many papers I'm going through it. And it'll be all for naught. I can't find it at all.
Well, what are you looking for? Maybe I remember off the top of my head.
You already said who we're going to have on or plan to have on tomorrow. But 6 to 9, a very special broadcast. And then Friday, there'll be a best of. So we have kind of a long weekend. And I want to thank this team, which is phenomenal. Mike Parsons, our executive producer. Danielle Mason, pressing all the right buttons. Rich Luzinski with the WJR Traffic and Weather First. Marie Osborne, who always is helping out, as is Ann Thomas, our program director, and my Kim Smith, who is always coming up with all kinds of news and information for me. She's on top of it. She gets up much earlier than I do, and she has stories lined up for me before I even get started on the show. By the way, you did see that story about, they called it this, I mean, this gives it away. They call it the Women's Strongman Championship. Well, there's a mistake in that title. The Women's Strongman Championship? They shouldn't be surprised that they found out that the winner of the Women's Strongman Championship was, in fact, a man and disqualified from the Women's Open Championship. Did you see that story?
So you said she was, he was disqualified from it?
Yes, because he was born a man, and that's, they don't allow that, which is the way it should be. You can call yourself a woman, you can become a woman, all of that, but you biologically, if you're still a man, you're a man. So they took away her championship. But I thought the name was Women's Strongman Championships, the way they said the story on the news, and I go, well, there's your problem.
The Strong Woman Championship.
Yeah, it's not a Women's Strongman Championship. It's a Women's Strong Women's Championship. Anyway,
I wonder if Strongman's the brand name, maybe.
Yeah, probably. For all I know, it's a store or a product. But anyway, did you see that story? You didn't see that story, apparently.
No, I saw it briefly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we
just wasn't sure who was disqualified and who wasn't.
The winner, who they said was born a man, was disqualified. And I said, if you're born a man and you decide you want to become a woman, or you should have been a woman, however you want to second guess, that's fine. But don't make me start to say, oh, yeah, you're a woman, because to me, you're not a woman. And certainly in these contests, there shouldn't be men competing with women. It's not fair. That's not a difficult thing to figure out. Yet it appears to be, and it's become political, and that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. All right, we're not going there. And you're being very quiet, Mike. You may disagree with your host. for this last broadcast.
We've just been having a nice show, you know. We'll let you do your rant.
Yeah. All right, we won't go there. Okay. Relentless Positive Radio, which means we're going to bring in the Relentless Positive Ryan Ermani.
Who, as I
understand it, has delivered El Charro Mexican food. Is this a tradition in your household, Mexican food, the night before, the day before Thanksgiving?
You know what? I wanted to bring everybody here a little something, and I didn't want it to be pizza, and I didn't want it
to be
turkey.
Because, as you know, this is the biggest pizza night of the year, they
say. And I didn't want it to be turkey because I figured everybody would be eating that. So I wanted to do a little something different, so I said, why not a little Mexican?
Is this El Charro a good Mexican restaurant?
I think El Charro is among the best Mexican restaurants on the east side. You know, they're right there in St. Clair Shores on Harper.
So I could get there easily.
Absolutely. They're on Harper between 9 and 10, and or 8 and 9, 9 and 10. Between 9 and 10 Mile Road on Harper and good East Side St. Clair Shores Company. They've been around for over 50 years, so they're doing something right.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely try them out because I like good Mexican food. And by the way, I'm happy to say, as I'm looking out at Dan Rylett's Kinetico CGC truck, guess what I see?
What?
Snow.
Oh, man.
It is snowing.
I'm not ready for it.
It's very light. It's nothing like they're getting up north and in the Upper Peninsula, where they're talking in terms of feet for snow.
I'm not ready for it. Paul W., what do you guys do for Thanksgiving, you and Kim?
I am going to be going. It's a longer story, but I'm running out of time. I'll just say I'm going to my niece's house, and I will see all my nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews, and Bernie, my sister or sister-in-law, and my sister, Allison, we're all together at a big table that Scott Burns, Jessica's husband, built just for us to have Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you, with all the little kids running around and having a great time, it doesn't get any better than that.
Incredible.
Thanks for asking. I hope and know you'll have a great time as well. Wake up with us on our special Thanksgiving morning tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m. leading into America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. Please be careful. Be thankful. Regards, Paul W. Smith.